So in my state, Louisiana, right, Louisiana State University is an agricultural mechanical college. They have a huge ag center there. And I did get their – it's a huge – I mean, it's a PDF file, but it's a beautiful book on what can be planted in different seasons, what the best soils are, what you mentioned, soil testing. So your universities could be a great resource. And then more locally – you made me think of this too. Every time I go to the Feed and Seed, the guy there is just a well. I mean, he's a wealth of information. You ask him anything in the world about, you know, the local shrubs, what you're trying to grow, even whether it be flowers or plant food, you know, vegetables and the like. He knows everything, and so do most of the workers there. So those are good, two good resources for some information.
Yeah, and I mean, I you know, the way I kind of structured it originally is if you live in, you know, you live in one of those New York apartments where, you know, your bathtub is underneath your kitchen table because back in the turn of the century, I think they still exist, you know, when they mandated in the city, everybody has to have their own toilet and bathtub because it didn't used to be like that until about the turn of the last century.
Yeah.
You know, so what did they do? Well, we had to put it somewhere, so they put it in the middle of the room, the bathtub, and they put a table over it. So you flipped it up when you want to take a bathtub or
nice.
Take a bath.
Nice.
You know, so I mean, if you live in those kind of things, and, you know, obviously you can go to farm markets and stuff. But I mean, I think we talked about it last time. Go see if you can trade some labor with a farmer. My good friend Heather lives up in Massachusetts. Was my intern when I worked up there. I don't see her very often, but she has a local farm and she goes there and just kind of works. They don't really pay her much. They give her stuff, but you know, she works with them. You see what they're doing. Join a CSA, a community sport agriculture. There's many models of that. You got the Salatin model. You know, a lot of them are by subscription. You know, you're basically buying shares. Some of them are just, you know, well, you buy your share. They call you and say, okay, string beans are ready. You know, come get your string beans. But some of them are, you actually work. You go pick your own and you can get involved with it. There's no better learning than, you know, when I used to do a lot of 4-H. What was the motto? Learn by doing. Now, these are the people you can seek out. You can do things like that and get involved with them, and then you can take that knowledge home and try to do a little bit on your own as well. And
no, Dan, those things, you know, what was that stupid little infomercial about that thing you hung your tomatoes upside down in some bag and whatever. So in other words, basically the pitch was if you live in an apartment, you can still grow tomatoes or whatever. Do those things last, and can you use them year over year over year, or is that like a one time? You're done.
Well, that's them. They're annuals, so they're going to need to be replaced every so often. You know, you get a distinction between an annual and a perennial. You know, I mean, you can plant strawberries, blueberries, they're perennials. You know, they take up a small space. You want to get into, you know, what they call the square foot gardening for some of those kind of things. Certain herbs. I mean, I love to get on herbs because I mean. One of the big things recently is, you know, you read about all the city, you know, we're taking these old buildings, we're converting greenhouse and growing microgreens
to
restaurants.
Right.
You know, so they can put that little bit of green that you put off to the side of your steak that you have on top. Or, you know, I actually eat it.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, that's all cute and good. That's not going to sustain you. But there are some herbs that are annual, some that are perennial. There are, some of them have good medicinal qualities. You know, other things you could do. Hey, I'm going to make oregano oil. I'm going to buy some olive oil. I'm going to grow some of these herbs and mix some of these infused herb things. It's a tradable good. It's good for you. I mean, you can get into a lot of that stuff. A number of years ago, the Patriot Nurse. She's been brought up a number of times. I know her. I've taken her courses. She has a new one that I've not been able to take, which is on medicinal herbs. You know, being able to help yourself. So those are some good things, I think, and they don't take up a lot of space. You know, you remember Oliver Wendell Douglas, you remember Mr. Haney with Mr. Douglas. What was his first garden? His first garden was his pots on a penthouse.
Yeah.
On Park Avenue, you know, it was all funny. It was all a joke. But, I mean, you know, you can get into a lot of that stuff. You live in an apartment. Go talk to your landlord. There's a little room on the roof. No, he's not going to let you bring 10 tons of soil up there, but maybe you got some space up there. You heard about people finding vacant lots and starting community gardens. And, again, this is where people can start learning from each other as well and pool a little labor. You know, those are all good things I think people can get into.
You mentioned in your notes, Dan, the common grazing land in the town. They even have the village green anymore?
Well, The common, when I sit there and I say, like, you know, community gardens or allotments or the common, that's actually British. That's more of an English thing.
Yeah.
I throw that in there. Watch the good life, a.k.a. the good life. You know, there was a time when, you know, the lords, they owned their property. They owned their, they had their serfs. They did their work. But there were common grazing lands. They're still called the commons. When people go to this English city, oh, I'm going down to the common. Well, the common now is a park.
Sure. But we really.
In the day, there were people could bring it all. I mean, I did do a little business traveling, and you go over to Europe. I mean, it was much more common in the middle of the city. You look in the back, people like me. I'm looking at weird things. You look at this. They got chickens in the backyard. I land in Milan, Italy, and right next to the airport is a guy's got like 50 rabbit hutches, and he's growing white asparagus. You know what I had for dinner that night when I first night in Italy? Rabbit and white asparagus. But they're not afraid to have that kind of stuff on top of them. You know, that's a totally different lifestyle. But I don't, over here, we don't call it the commons, but some of that stuff is starting to crop back up again.